Okay, you ready? You strapped in? Huh? Do you have something to eat? You good? Here we go.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting. The following program is brought to you in living color.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Oh, they're going to get weird, all right.
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. Oh yeah. Did you hear me singing there a little bit during the opening part? Do you think I could be on The Voice? Do you think anybody would turn their chair around if I started singing? What do you mean, no? Well, you're right. I did karaoke about 3 years ago. That's the last time I did it because I ashamed myself off the planet. I can't be seen anywhere near a singing microphone on a karaoke stage because I ruined a lot of people's lives, I think. They went into this little restaurant nightclub thing hoping to have a good time and a wonderful evening, a few drinks, a few laughs. Then I got on stage and I did Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World. And I never seen people puke it was orchestrated puke. It was synchronized puking. People were going, what the hell's going on? It was awful. Although I did a smack on impression of Louis Armstrong, I went over to the little server station and I got myself a towel, you know, and I started wiping my head like Louis Armstrong is always sweating stuff. And then I did trees and green and did it like that. And people were calling the wait staff over going, cancel my meal. I'm out of here. It was amazing. I cleared the place out. It was awful. It was just awful. The people that I were with were laughing hysterically. And I wasn't sure because my performance was so enjoyable or they'd never seen anything so pathetic in their lives. I literally can't sing. I play instruments. I play the piano. I play by ear, which, yeah, don't make the joke. Yeah, must hurt. No, if I hear a song, I can sit down at a piano and I can play it all the way through perfectly without even trying. I know what keys and what chords make what sounds, and I don't know. My mother got me a little electric piano, a little electric organ when I was a kid. When I was like 4 or 5 years old, and I just played with that thing all the time, and I can't read music or anything like that, but I hear any song, I can sit right down and I can play it all the way through like I was part of the band. It's one of the few only talents that I have, that and karaoke room clearing. I can do that well. If you ever have trouble getting people out of a room, invite me over to do karaoke. The place will be empty within 3 seconds, I guarantee. How you doing? Good to be with you. My name is Ron Van Dam. I've been doing this thing for about 2.5 years now, this online podcast thing, which is lovely because I can say dirty words, but I don't really say them in real life anyway because I'm not a locker room kind of guy. But just knowing you have the freedom to say anything you want is really kind of nice because I did broadcast radio for 20 years previous to that. and I was very limited in what I could say, and I was chastised many times for some of the things that I did say, not in profanity terms, but just in terms of Ron's humor getting a little out of control to the point where he was hurting people. Anyway, let's get back to the show. How are you doing? You can go to Facebook, like the Facebook page, New England Broadcasting, The Ron Van Dam Show. That's New England Broadcasting, The Ron Van Dam Show. You can like it. It yields me no money whatsoever when you do that. Someone set up the page for me, a professional person. I paid money for it for absolutely no reason whatsoever. It's because people said, Ron, you don't have a Facebook page? You don't have a Facebook page for the show? No, I don't. No, what's the point? Well, what, should I lay down and die now? What's your problem? Ron, you got to have it. You got to have it. Social media, man, you got to have it. They're fine. So I pay somebody to make up a Facebook page for the show, which I did, New England Broadcasting, Ron Van Dam Show. And they marketed the thing for like 4 months, and I'm paying through my little nose. And, you know, why? What was the point of that? I'm a little mad that I wasted so much money on that. So if you could go there and like it, I can't recoup my money that I lost in putting the thing together. But at least, I guess I'll feel a little bit better if you pay me some attention with this Facebook crap world. Okay, or you can reach me by email, which I don't recommend because I don't really look at it that much. It's ronvandamshow@gmail.com, ronvandamshow@gmail.com. Of course I do look at it once a month, so you can go there and contact me there if you wish. And the show is heard all over the place, thank goodness. You know, you do anything long enough and you kind of can't go wrong because consistency is the spice of life. You can hear us on the Podbean Network server. You can hear us on iTunes and TuneIn Radio and all kinds of podcasts, something. I don't even know the name of the thing. And we're picked up in syndication by some radio stations across the country. So it's kind of nice. Fine. Thank you very much. All right, let's get on with it and stop it. I want to talk about something that is of great concern now. This is the election time coming up. It's a little less than a month away. And I want to talk about something that nobody ever talks about. Ever, ever, ever. It's in the back of everybody's mind, but no one's actually verbalizing this because it's not time for it yet, but it's going to be a problem. There's going to be a big problem coming up. I have never seen this country more divided in my lifetime. And I'm not 10 years old. I've been around the block a couple of times walking my dogs. And I know stuff. I interviewed thousands of people and I get edumacated by them by doing this thing. I've never seen the country so divided politically. If you like Trump, you're in one corner. If you like Clinton, you're in the other corner. If you hate them both, they're in the third corner. There are four corners, by the way. It's awful. It's awful. And I feel it. I feel the anger. I feel the anger. I don't want to harm anybody, but I feel the anger as well. But I feel the anger against Trump because I don't like Trump. I'm not thrilled with Clinton, but I think that'll be fine. But Trump, I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. I don't even want to go there. Here's my concern, what I want to talk about shortly for today, is after the election, somebody's going to be president. And here's my problem. It's going to be Hillary Clinton. That's not the problem. I think even Trump supporters know it's going to be Hillary Clinton. Here's the problem. After the election, there'll be this two-month little waiting period. It's going to be disastrous. Trump supporters are angry. They feel, and Trump has made them feel like this. He's taken the frying pan and he's turned up the heat to the point where it's boiling over. Trump's turned the heat up. Trump is already saying if he loses the election, it's because it's rigged. Because the media was biased and treated him wrong. because the Republican establishment abandoned him and didn't give him the support that any candidate would probably need when they represent a party. And Hillary Clinton is a crook, and she should be put in jail, and he's going to, till the day he dies, try to get her prosecuted. And she probably wasn't born in this country. I don't know. He is going to, if he loses, he is going to be boiling mad. His supporters are going to be boiling mad. They will start, this is my belief, they will start a revolution. Now, what does that mean? It's not going to be a pretty one. These people will be very angry. They will be so unsupportive of Hillary Clinton as president that she will be able to do nothing. It will not be her fault. It will be the fact that anti-Hillary people will want to see her fail, just like Barack Obama. They wanted to see Obama's presidency fail in the worst way. The problem is, when you get this anger and this need to see somebody else fail, you destroy the entire country with it. And you don't even realize it because you're so wrapped up in your anger. Anger is horrible. It is the thing that causes death and destruction in parts of our country, like the Middle East. Expressing anger leads to violence. People don't get angry and go, "I am so angry at you, I could kill you right now." No, I am so angry, I could kill you right now. That's what anger produces. I fear for Hillary Clinton's safety. And if Donald Trump won, I would fear for his safety too, actually, because there'd be a lot of people be out to get him. Because he is the Antichrist. I don't know if you know that. He is the Antichrist. Says it on his, says Trump, the Antichrist. It's a little badge he wears. If Hillary wins, the Trump supporters will be going, they'll be angry crazy. They'll say, the party screwed me. The political system screwed me. The media screwed me. I love Donald Trump. I want to have his babies. Donald talked dirty in my ear. Let's get on a bus. Locker room me to death. They love Trump. They will lick his pussy. If he had one. And I think he may. There is a real danger of a revolution in this country, and not like the Beatles singing like, you know, we have to overcome things. It'll be a violent revolution. People will be mad. They will break things. They will do some bad stuff because the anger level is too high. And that's where I believe we're starting to part company with civility. We already have, but we're watching people part with civility. I think after the election, we're going to experience people parting with civility. And that is a dangerous problem, because that's where this country starts unraveling. And indeed, without question in my mind, Donald Trump is going to make America horrible, but not again for the first time. He shall tear off those first strands of string, and once you tear them off, it starts unraveling, the whole spool starts unraveling, quicker and quicker and quicker and quicker and quicker, until there's nothing left on the spool. Donald has started that process, I'm sorry to say, in my estimation, by angering his base. Donald Trump is the last person on earth who would say to his base, "Now listen, Hillary Clinton was elected president. Let's stand behind her. Let's try to organize this country and move forward." Donald, I can't imagine him saying something like that. But that's what you have to say. Because you're an American, you want the best for this country. You have to say, "Let's stand behind our president and express our opinions. Don't let them do what we don't want them to do, but let's do it in a civil way. Let's work together to progress in this country, to expound our ideas." He will never say something like that. He would probably say, "Come on, everybody. If you're angry, express your anger and change things and use your anger as a momentum and follow me with the anger train. This is what Trump would say. I also believe this is a prediction. You want to bet it? This is a prediction. Trump, when he loses, he will start the Trump News Network. It will be like Fox News. Fox won't like this. It'll be like Fox News. All of the base supporters of Donald Trump will be there. They'll be, that's about a third of the country. They will support this this Trump television news station. And through that news station, he will organize a revolution. And that's, you can do that in this country, but Trump's not going to do it for any reason other than A, money, and B, to catapult his ego even higher. Not for this country. Trump does nothing for this country. He does everything that he does, always has, always will, for financial self-gain and to pump up that ego because he loves to bathe in that. You can see it in his face. He loves that crap. Most people do. He loves it more. So, anger, violent revolution, perhaps, with Trump egging them on, and a Trump News Network that will actually give an establishment and a foundation to this revolution. I've said this before, and I'll say it again, and I won't say it a lot because I'm getting tired of hearing it myself, but this country does need extreme change. It does. Things have to be overhauled, but you can't do it with anger. This Trump guy is the worst possible person you could have chosen to execute this. Beware of the angry people. They will stop at nothing, as he has so said many times, he will stop at nothing. And he means that. He will stop at nothing. And if you get in his way, he will verbally knock you down. He will brand you and try to destroy you. It is the ultimate form of bullying. If you're not with me and you don't do what I tell you to do and you get in my way, I will steamroll you over and you will die a slow, painful death. He admits it. He's displayed it. This is not a leader. That's a dictatorship. That's political mafia. You couldn't have chosen a worse personality to represent you. Hey, I know, it was the only one on the block. Bernie Sanders came pretty close to it, but he would have been labeled a socialist and nobody would have gone for that stuff eventually. And they would have made fun of his age and he would have been too old, that kind of thing, you know. Again, whatever it takes to kill the opposition, says Mr. Trump. When you need to, when your back is against the wall, the gloves are off. There's an expression, I don't know exactly the words to the expression, but it goes a little something like this. Beware of the man who has nothing to lose. Beware of the man that has nothing to lose. And you're seeing this happen. So, my concerns? Donald Trump leading this country into a revolution which will transcend itself into acts of violence. He will start his own news station. I see these things all happening. I'm not clairvoyant. My name is not Claire. That'd be very cool. Wow, if my first name was Claire, my last name was Voyant. Oh, man, that would work really, really well. Hey, let's get off this subject. What do you think? Yeah.
Thanks to Metro South Podcasting, now you can get your Ron Van Dam anytime you want. As much Ron Van Dam as you want, any way you like to take your Ron Van Dam. wow, this is getting really uncomfortable for me to read. Ron, did you write this way on purpose? Did you even read this out loud to yourself to see how it sounds? Yeah, actually, you know, you probably did. Okay. It's the Ron Van Dam Show on Metro South Podcasting. Just go with it.
Hey, I got a question for you.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today, today? What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today, today?
Have you ever noticed?
All of a sudden, everybody has a clothing line. I'm not talking about the stuff that you stretch across in your backyard from tree to tree and you hang your clothes. I'm not talking about that kind of clothing line. I'm talking about a fashion line of clothing. Every celebrity seems to all of a sudden have their own clothing design company. People that shouldn't, because they don't dress very well anyway. Most of these celebrities that have these clothing line companies have nothing to do with they wear their clothes and then they hire people to design for them, and yet they call it their clothing line. It's becoming annoying. Here is a short list of celebrities, quote unquote celebrities. Some of them don't even do anything. I don't even know like how they became popular. I do more than they do in an hour. They just sit there and walk into limousines and walk out of them. I never understood how that's possible. Like the Kardashians, what the fuck's up with that? Why do we even bother looking at them? I don't understand that. And I never will. Here are some celebrities that have clothing lines. Queen Latifah. When I look at Queen Latifah, I've never said, man, where did you get those clothes? They are incredible. I never crossed my mind. Kanye West. And notice, by the way, how many rappers have their own clothing line. How many rap artists who talk about the opposition and revolution and how, you know, gangsta stuff. And yet they're making millions of dollars looking good in a clothing line. I mean, I don't know. Kanye West, sure, why not? Because his wife Kim Kardashian and all the Kardashians have clothing lines. Beyonce, Jay-Z, P. Diddy, LL Cool J, 50 Cent. These are all rappers, and they have their own separate individual clothing lines. Jennifer Lopez, Nicole Richie. What? You're the daughter of Lionel Richie. That's about all you are. And yet you have a clothing line? Why? I've seen you in clothes, Nicole. Not something I want to buy off of you on your clothes. Why would I? Serena Williams and Venus Williams. These are the tennis celebrities. They both now. And it's not tennis clothes. It's a full line of chic clothing from two tennis players. I don't understand it. Russell Simmons. Shaquille O'Neal. Isn't this man like 9 feet tall? What, clothing line? What? Victoria Beckham, which I guess is one of the Spice Girls. I'm not even sure. I don't even know which Spice it is. Lindsay Lohan. I guess it's fashion clothes for when you're in car accidents. I don't know. Paris Hilton, of course. The guy from Duck Dynasty, I don't even know his name, although I think I've seen him on median strips trying to collect money, saying he's homeless. He looks like those people, and as lovely as they are, he's coming out with his own clothing line. What? Antonio Banderas, well, he's actually, he dresses well. Joan Rivers, a comedian, passed away recently. You know, a horrible thing. Lewd, disgusting, dirty jokes. Not a great fashion person. All of a sudden, Joan Rivers' line of clothing is doing better than all these others. Ellen DeGeneres, another comedian, a fashion line. You wear boys' clothes. You shop at the boys' department in Sears. What do you mean clothing line? What are you talking about? Melissa McCarthy. I mean, I guess, you know, yeah, but still, what? Wendy Williams. I for a long time, I thought Wendy Williams was a guy in drag. That's what I thought, but it's not. She's a woman. And clothing line? Seriously? Rihanna? That sounds like a brand of a douche. I really don't know what a Rihanna is. I know she's a singer, I guess. Reese Witherspoon. Yeah, she looks cute in clothing. She's like petite. She's like a munchkin. And yeah, she looks good in clothes. Now she's got a clothing line. You're not going to look like her in clothes, I guarantee you. Sarah Jessica Parker, she's in the shoe business now. Not show business, shoe business. She does women's shoes. I guess that's interesting because at least you're going somewhere else with that. Here's one that just knocks me on my ass. Guess who has her own clothing line and appears on, I think it's QVC. I think it's QVC or HSN, the shopping network things. Paula Deen, that African-American lover. She has her own line of clothing. Again, Paula Deen, I never looked at her and said, man, there's a snappy dresser standing behind the kitchen counter eating butter. I never thought that. She's got her own line of clothing, literally. I'm floored and flabbergasted sometimes about what in this country we accept. If Donald Trump can put one over on you like this, quite obviously so can all these celebrities that they have clothing lines. They don't have clothing lines. They don't have clothing lines. They take their name and they put them on somebody's clothing line, some designer. They put their name on it so it'll sell. These people aren't clothing designers. Give me a break. So I figured, hey, I'm Ron Van Dam. I've been around for a while. Why don't I have a clothing line? Well, I do. I do have a clothing line. It's pretty cool.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today? Today? What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today? Today?
Well, I've come out with my own clothing line. And you're going to love it. I pay homage to the legs because I've come out with Van Dam pants. Van Dam pants, you can wear them anywhere. You can wear them outside, inside, in the pool, in the shower. Van Dam pants. Now, they fit like a glove, and it depends how your gloves fit. They hug your leg like a mustard ball in a zoo. They are so comfortable and lovely. Now I've actually tailored my pants in a special way. Do you like it when people grab your ass, you know, and pull tight and your underwear kind of rides up and kind of squeezes your testicles? That's the feel of my pants. Yes, the feel of my pants. Van Dam pants. They're trousers that will bring you all the way home and take you back again. Here's something that we've done that's kind of special. You don't have to pull your pants all the way down to go to the bathroom anymore. I've invented a little zipper thing in the front. Yeah, you just zip it down, and your little friend Mr. Johnson can come peeking right through the zipper and do your duty without taking your pants down to your knees. It's patented. It's patented, especially. You don't have to. It just zips down. It's beautiful, man. And here's a little special offer for you. You order now, you're going to get both legs of the pants. That's right. Two legs in each pair of pants. I know. When you like your pants, you like your pants with legs matching, left leg, right leg. I sell them like that. Both legs of the pants attached to the crotch area of the pant. It is new. It's different. Van Dam Pants. Available everywhere. Go to VanDamPants.com. Not that I think that exists necessarily or that anybody else would own that domain ever. And pick yourself up a pair of Van Dam Pants. They'll hug you like there's no tomorrow, like Christmas is around the corner. They'll hug you like a deli sandwich in a porta potty. They are just lovely and tight and luxurious. Stain-free? Not necessarily. That's up to you. But if you order right now, we'll ship you two legs, every pair of pants, and shipping is absolutely not free. It's Van Dam Pants. You need them. I want them. Here's the best part, ladies and gentlemen. You take credit cards.
Yeah. Oh. We accept Visa, MasterCard, and Discover. Oh.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed.
The Ron Van Dam Show is intended for mature audiences.
Oh, so that's what ironic means.
Yes, honey. Yes, it does.
There was a prize given recently for creative people, and this is kind of interesting. Let's speak to our guest right now.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
Good.
Good. Good. We have Mark Reisenauer and Juan Kim joining us, and we're talking about a prize. Is it a prize? It is a prize.
It is. It's a Astellas Oncology C3 prize.
All right. I love the prize. But this is a good prize. This is a prize that has to do with ideas for cancer care, and what could be a better, boy, we should be doing big prizes for that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We agree.
All right. So tell me about this. Mark, what about this this prize challenge? How did this all happen?
Yeah. What we had been aiming to do is come up with innovations in non-treatment-based initiatives to help with cancer care. What we know, as we're in the industry, we do have innovation in drug therapy, but that's just one small part of what patients go through in their cancer journey. Uh-huh. So we were looking to crowdsource ideas from everywhere to come up with other ideas that help patients today in terms of their day-to-day living with cancer. Mm-hmm. And in particular, myself, I had been a caregiver for my father, who had recently passed away from head and neck cancer. Mm-hmm. And I saw firsthand a lot of the gaps that he had in treatment and resources. And that really was the impetus behind this program and this prize.
Okay, so all right, so you got a personal reason for doing this, obviously. All right.
Absolutely.
All right, and who, pray tell, was the winner?
Well, the winner was Juwan and Diana. Let Juwan talk a little bit about their initiative.
There you go. Tell me.
So, hi. So, our company is called Own Comfort, mm-hmm. and we leverage a virtual reality technology
yes.
and its immersive nature to help the patients with the anxiety-prone situations. And we do this using evidence-based psychological intervention.
Uh-huh.
And we do this to during their situations that cause most anxiety, such as
yes.
during the diagnosis,
yes.
treatment, and end of life or remission.
Yeah. All right. And that is successful, you feel?
Yes, we have very positive results coming from our pilot data.
Uh-huh.
We have four different cancer institutes in Europe that is currently undergoing randomized controlled trial.
Yeah. How did you get involved? I mean, not with the prize situation, but how did you get involved in that particular area of work?
So I went to my undergraduate degrees in computer science
yes.
and master's in interactive technology.
Uh-huh.
And I worked actually in the entertainment game industry for a while.
Uh-huh.
And what happened was I worked on it for 3 years and the game I worked on didn't ship. So it kind of broke my heart in a way. And I wanted to do something that makes a difference
uh-huh.
in people's lives. And when I met Diane, I was at the time developing virtual reality games.
Yes.
For entertainment purpose,
yes.
and she told me that she wants to create virtual reality experience for patients
uh-huh.
to help them cope with their anxiety, and
right.
It just made me fall in love with the project, and so I said, let's do this together.
It's pretty cool. All right, and there you are. All right.
Yes.
So, well, Mark, what does the winner receive? What are the prizes here?
Yeah, so the winners, we had three winners. There's the grand prize winner, which was Juwan and Diane,
yeah.
and they're going to receive a $50,000 grant,
right.
and they're also going to receive a membership to Matter, which is a healthcare innovation incubator,
uh-huh.
and Matter will provide them additional guidance
mm-hmm.
On their business and project. We also had two first place winners, each received $25,000 grants,
uh-huh.
And also both received a 1-year membership to Matter.
Very, very nice. Very nice. And I would assume this concept would have been successful, prize or no. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. We think this has been very successful. We think all of the ideas that were winners, certainly we think, can make a big impact on cancer patients and their caregivers.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, having gone through over the 100 submissions that we had, there were a lot of very good ideas, a lot of innovative ideas. It was very difficult to get to the three winners. The quality was outstanding.
Of course. And, of course, it does, I mean, for the most part, I assume, Mark, that these ideas were already out there and then they joined for, you know, they came to you to expose what they were doing. Or do you feel like a lot of people were putting this together as a result of your call for it?
Yeah, it was a good question. It was a combination of both.
Uh-huh.
We had a nice spectrum. Some of the ideas were well-developed or maybe even on market, and some ideas were literally just the idea
mm-hmm.
With some thinking behind them. And actually, when we got to the five finalists where we had a Shark Tank-like event where we got down to the final three, one of those five finalists did represent what was really just a novel idea that he was starting to develop.
Yeah, I understand one of the sharks from the Shark Tank actually participated.
Yes, Robert Hershovec mm-hmm. Was one of the judges on the Shark Tank, and he was great. He provided a nice perspective, not only him being an entrepreneur, but he also has been touched by cancer. His mother had passed away from ovarian cancer.
Yes.
So he actually shared at the event some of the experiences he had as a caregiver, which I think really helped bring it to life.
From that show, we call him the nice one.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Where can we get more information about everything that occurred here?
Yeah, I would encourage people to take a look at c3prize.com. So letter C, number 3, prize.com, where you can read about the winners as well as the contest itself.
Wonderful. Hey, interesting story, and it's good to talk about good stuff. Mark Juwan, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. Well, that will do it for today, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be with you again tomorrow. Until then, I wish you peace.